Throughout the morning today, we are checking in with local breweries across northern Minnesota as June 1st gets closer and some changes, some restrictions have been lifted. We have Bill Martinetto joining us now from Rapids Brewing. Bill, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How you holding out, Bill?
We're doing all right. Actually, currently out in the woods picking some ramps, so gonna get those back to the brewery and maybe throw them on a pizza or two.
Okay, not in a beer.
Yeah, not in the beer.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good. So how did you guys respond right away as the pandemic hit and the stay-at-home order, and how did the community respond?
Well, it's a good question. I think the obviously we had to pivot quickly and adapt and whatnot. When we went from, you know, having no restrictions to all of a sudden, hey, we got to do a curbside thing or a to-go or delivery or whatever, you know, that was a big change for us. But the community responded very well. We continued to sell a lot of beer and food for that matter. So I think that we were very pleased. I think it went, you know, went better than what we were initially anticipating it to. So that's good.
And now you're going to be moving outside, is that correct?
Yep. So now with the June 1 order, we're allowed to have some people outside, up to 50 people. We'll have our tables spaced out appropriately and, you know, be following all the face mask requirements and all that stuff. So we're eager to get people back in the doors and say hi again and enjoy a beer with some of the people that have supported us all along.
And will you have some different, you have a menu that changes up based on the seasons, but what kind of things will you be cooking up?
So to start, we're going to pare down the menu a little bit, just to kind of see where we're at and how all of this goes. We're still kind of in a transition period. I know we're not back to normal necessarily, so we are trying to be as efficient as possible. So we're going to come out, we're going to have a handful of pizzas, we're going to have a couple of salads, try to focus on fresh, green, springtime stuff. Also playing around with the idea that there's a lot of food supply shortages and that kind of thing. So trying to get creative, use local where we can, and, you know, kind of adjust as we go. So we might see the menu changing quite often. We'll see.
What about the beers? You're going to be making new beers?
So we got a couple new beers coming. Currently we have, I think, 9 in the lineup right now. We just brewed a double IPA that's going to be ready sometime this coming week or next week. And then we have a Belgian wit that's shaping up really nice. It's going to be a really nice, easy summer beer. That's shaping up really nice too. And that's probably going to be ready in a couple of weeks. So, other than that, we're rebrewing some of the staples that people have always enjoyed, and look forward to, you know, kind of continue to have new beers, have new food, you know, try new things, and keep that process going.
So how was it with your staff? How did you guys handle that?
You know, that situation was a little dynamic. We weren't in a position to really hold on to too many folks, you know, during all of this with having to scale back significantly. Everybody stayed in touch. Everybody stayed engaged. But as far as hours and all that, we're going to be starting everybody back up this week. Actually, we got the whole crew coming in this morning.
Nice.
After we're done with after we're done picking ramps here, I got Charlie out here. He's one of our bartenders, for those that remember Charlie. So we're picking ramps, and we're going to head back, and we're going to meet everybody back there at 10 o'clock, and we're going to kind of get reorientated and ready to open back up on June 1.
That sounds great. You know, I know a lot of people, they really want to support local businesses, but because, you know, numbers have not trailed off for coronavirus, it's also a little scary. What can you tell us about safety that you'll have in place, or whether they should come to any brewery?
I mean, I think as far as the brewing world goes, you know, we are all about sanitation across the board, 100%, all the time anyhow. So our cleaning regimens and our sanitizing policies and all that stuff, we're already kind of on top of the game there. So that's step one. We will have, you know, a lot of open space in our green space there with being outside. So we'll have, you know, tables spaced appropriately. We're, I think with the governor's order, we're limited to 4 people per table or 6 if you're family. So, you know, kind of limiting that exposure to people. Our employees will, you know, be wearing face coverings, and we encourage others to wear them when appropriate. It's a little hard to wear when you're eating and drinking, but yeah, we'll be certainly following all the, staying tuned with, you know, Minnesota Department of Health and the CDC, and seeing what newest guidelines are out there and following accordingly.
All right. Sounds great. That's Bill Martinetto from Rapids Brewing. You could follow them on Facebook. They'll have their, on June 1st, they will start opening up that patio. And right now you can still get beer from them at Rapids Brewing. Bill, thanks for your time today, and I hope you get a lot more ramps.
Yeah, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds great.